call to order the Taney County Commission meeting January 17, 2017, 9:08 a.m. No one signed up for public comment. Let's see, commission remarks. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 443519 through 443545, 443547 through 443604, warrant 6679 through 6685. There are no journal entries or transfers. Note that I left out check number 443546 to be voted on separately.
Do we have a second?
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Ms. White, did you want to leave the room or you want to stay in? Move to approve checks number 443546.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
For those listening, Ms. White stepped out because that check involves her business.
Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes for January 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2017.
I make a motion to accept the minutes for January 9th, 10th, and 17th, and executive session also.
Do you want to accept them or do you want to approve them?
I'll accept them and approve them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, Sheila.
Aye. Motion carries. Final settlement and investment report, Taney County Treasurer.
Here present my final settlement investment report for state statute 54150. As you know, I do this semi-annually. I'll kind of just give a brief overview of the report. The attached report illustrates detailed fund balances. If you look on the far right hand column, it provides the breakdown of each fund, beginning with the balances as of January 1st, 2016. Revenues, expenditures, and ending balances for the fund as of December 31st, 2016. The grand total of all funds was $50,360,546.67. I've also listed on there a beginning balances for all funds as of January 1st, 2017. And then on the very last report, I gave you a list of all the certificate of deposits that I currently hold. That total of the deposit certificate of deposits are $47,135,637.62. And the cash in the checking account was $3,224,909.05. I just need to make this or have my report entered into the record. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer anything. They thought they were going to still slightly go up, which they have been up here in the last few months. They're hoping they should stay there. So some of my last investments was 1.60, and we haven't seen that in a long time.
Like I noticed some of the CDs are going out into 2019. And that would have been because at that time rates were so low.
We do, the most I do is 3 years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we go out for bid on the CDs, do we say that we want it for this X number of years based upon how our others are coming in or other CDs, or do we give them an option to bid where they're going to bid for 18 months, 2 years?
Right now, we don't actually take bids on the CDs themselves.
Oh, okay.
We're not required to actually go out for bid for those, so I just check to see what the best rates I can get. We do have a policy, and we have a written policy of how that works, and they do have to have a location in Taney County. Now, some of them I deal with may be in St. Louis or Jefferson City, but they do have a local branch here in Taney County. But I do have an investment policy that's been approved through the county, and I can give you a copy of that if you'd like to see that.
I was just
no, I'm just
kind of curious. Then there's a list of them, then any bank that wanted to look at that to know when they come due, then they would be aware of it.
Yes, I look monthly. I invest monthly. So any bank that's interested, you know, if their rates are comparable, I'd be glad to talk to anybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Move to accept and enter into the record the final settlement investment report presented by Treasurer Melanie Smith.
We have a second.
I second that we entered into the record. And I accept it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Release and settlement of any and all claims. We have a letter here from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed release for property damage. And this is over a sheriff's vehicle involved in a collision December 6, 2016 with a Hollister vehicle. And the county will receive $969.37 for damage. And then a release for property damage on it.
Commissioner Scoville, you just wanted to enter that into record. Is that the purpose of it?
No, we need to approve it.
They want us to sign off on it, so.
Is that from the city of Hollister's paying the?
Move to approve the release for property damage only, lying between Taney County and the city of Hollister.
Second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Introduction to the transition audit of collectors. Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. I'm out of line. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I'm bringing to you just one set of personal property paid abatements. They are refunds. And we'll start with the abatement numbers are 300165 to 300167. start with 300165. Created, the notes state on there that created paid abatement for Susan by phone. DOR shows 2009 Ford Fusion, not hers, on 1-1-2016. And this here's an abatement that was sent up that was incorrect. And you all disapproved it, and they've corrected it. And it's... on that one. On abatement number 300166, refund abatement to correct description is what it says. And there is a supporting documentation showing that the description was incorrect, I believe it says, where it was a...
It says pay add-on and refund balance. So what did we add on then? We took off the VD trailer 2007 cargo. Is that right?
Yes.
And then are we adding, what are we adding?
That cargo back on with the correct description, the 2007.
It's the same trailer. It was just described. Its description was set in the system wrong, or incorrectly, I should say. And when they put it back into the system, it brought the value of it down.
Is it in this? Is it located in under where it says vehicles? Is it located in there or no? Or is the difference between the two? What's that?
There's another add-on. At the bottom, there's an add-on report that's 100, and the collector, it says it asked them to pay that add-on. In the note there, it says, please pay add-on.
Right. Is the add-on not on this paper, though?
No.
Okay.
It's a separate bill.
Shouldn't there then be an add-on? I thought the new system made it to where we didn't have to do add-ons in here. I thought that was part of the... Where's the add-on at then? Don't we have to vote to add it on, or do you just put it on?
It's
Chuck, you know.
She will forgive.
It's add-on. It comes on when it's a refund abatement. It has to have a separate add-on when it's already paid and it's a refund. And their system, they have it coded like a 100, like the refund abatement's a 900. You'll notice at the top of that, the add-on is a 100, and they actually have to pay. They added on for 2015 and 16 with that correct description.
Does it require a vote of the commission or a court through a court order to do an add-on?
All add-ons.
At this time, because the book's closed.
Yes, they.
So does it require?
The way I understand that the commission done is add-ons are done daily, and the commission votes on to approve those all at one time.
So that add-on hasn't been presented to us yet. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And 300167, leasing company rendered leased vehicle in error. The vehicle is registered in Iowa and not in Taney County. And they're asking for a refund of the 9210 assessed. Leasing company rendered vehicle in error in 2016 assessment. Scan documents confirms the vehicle has continuously been registered in Iowa beginning 8/14/2014.
Label this Exhibit A, dated 1/17/17. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date.
I second the motion to approve Exhibit A.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Y'all have a good day.